You're listening to SBS News.
That's the sound of Taliban fighters' celebratory gunfire after capturing yet another border crossing, this time with Iran. They're making rapid advances in significant areas of Afghanistan and now control a third of the territory. With the complete withdrawal of U.S. troops just weeks away, there's serious concern more and more territories will come under their control. But after nearly 20 years and more than 2,000 American lives lost, President Joe Biden isn't apologizing for leaving the country with a skeleton U.S. presence. He did, however, reassure Afghan President Ashraf Ghani during their Oval Office meeting last month that the U.S. support for the people of Afghanistan would endure.
We will continue to provide civilian and humanitarian assistance, including speaking out for the rights of women and girls. I intend to maintain our diplomatic presence in Afghanistan, and we are coordinating closely with our international partners in order to continue to secure the international airport. And we're going to engage in a determined diplomacy to pursue peace and a peace agreement that will end this senseless violence.
But Joe Biden said continuing to fight a war in Afghanistan indefinitely is not in the security interest of the United States.
When I made the decision to end the U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan, I judged that it was not in the national interest of the United States of America to continue fighting this war indefinitely. Nearly 20 years of experience has shown us that the current security situation only confirms that just one more year of fighting in Afghanistan is not a solution, but a recipe for being there indefinitely. It's up to the Afghans to make the decision about the future of their country.
He appealed to Americans to consider what's at stake in remaining.
So let me ask those who want us to stay, how many more? How many thousands more Americans' daughters and sons were you willing to risk? How long would you have them stay? Already we have members of our military whose parents fought in Afghanistan 20 years ago. Would you send their children and their grandchildren as well? Would you send your own son or daughter? I will not send another generation of Americans to war in Afghanistan with no reasonable expectation of achieving a different outcome.
After two decades, the cost to the U.S. includes $1 trillion spent, nearly 2,500 Americans killed, and almost 21,000 more wounded, with untold thousands returning to the U.S. with mental health trauma. When asked if the U.S. should be responsible for the deaths of civilians in Afghanistan after troops leave, the president replied angrily.
No, no, no. It's up to the people of Afghanistan to decide on what government they want, not us to impose the government on them.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is insisting that his country isn't abandoning Afghanistan.
I hope that no one will leap to the false conclusion that the withdrawal of our forces somehow means the end of Britain's commitment to Afghanistan. We are not about to turn away, nor are we under any illusions about the perils of today's situation and what may lie ahead.
Meanwhile, Australia has granted visas to at least 1,400 Afghans who aided Australian operations in Afghanistan, but some interpreters say they were rejected as they were subcontracted and not employed directly by Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says they still have options.
There are two streams. There's the employee stream, and then there's also the normal humanitarian visa stream. And we work through both channels. I mean, the rules around contracting and those, they are exactly the rules that Chris Bowen put in when he was immigration minister. And so we've been following those rules, and that's how we've brought 1,400 people already to granting visas and certifying them over the course of, you know, what has been a long and arduous conflict in Afghanistan. So we're applying those rules. There are other channels that are also available, and where I absolutely agree that this is urgent.
Mr. Morrison also says he agrees with John Howard, who's told SBS that Australia has a moral obligation to help those who helped Australia. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.